Kia ora, friends. Well, best news reader in town's with us today, so we'll get a bit of an update from wherever he is. It's Rauri Waititi.
Morena, Dale, morena, all the way from Tauranga.
And the weather forecast is?
Oh, the weather forecast. Well, we've got a bit of cloudy here in Tauranga Morna, but it's a lovely day.
Didn't agree. Thanks for joining us. What takes you to Tauranga this morning, man?
Oh, we've got the National Accounting hui here. We've got a political panel. Both myself, Willie, and Tanya Waikato will be participating in a political panel. So, looking forward to that. And I've spent the last couple of days here in Tauranga Moana, visiting some of our organisations here and talking to some of the students at the Waikato University campus here in Tauranga Moana. It's been awesome being here back in the electorate. As we heat up into the election, you'll see many of the MPs heading back into their communities.
Yeah, fair enough too. I spoke earlier with Ken Munn about that, Hui. Very important too when we're looking at governance matters and, of course, $126 billion Māori economy and set to grow despite political challenges, I describe them as. What would you say about the mood of the room?
Well, the pōhiri is this morning, so I'll find out what the mood is. But he's absolutely right. So the Māori economy is growing, and it's growing faster than the general economy here in Aotearoa. Our Māori accountants are going to play a vital part in regards to ensuring that many of our Māori organisations are safe and we can navigate our way through. Through those financial systems, but it's going to be an interesting kaupapa, and it's not just about accounting. They've got people who read astronomy and cosmology and things like that speaking at this particular kaupapa because. Being Māori and in those particular spaces, drawing on our own knowledge of how we see the world, is really, really quite important because that's what makes us unique, Dale, is that we're able to pull on many of the tools that our people have left us to be able to do our mahi.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, it's an important time for all political parties, and we see everyone jostling at the moment, trying to discredit each other, those in the coalition at present doing just that. But we have to box on regardless of political wins. The Māori roll call, might you give us an update there? Because last time I was speaking with John, he mentioned that Tammy's going to front the campaign again. Where are we at with that one?
Well, in regards to the Māori roll, It's vitally important for our people to understand that for the very first time in 173 years, Māori have the opportunity, and in actual fact, the Māori electorates have the opportunity to be choosing who the next prime minister is. We've got 50,000 more people on the Māori roll than Māori on the general roll. And that's a first too. And so for a long time, people like Winston Peters have been saying, well, it's a waste of time having the Māori seats because Māori don't even want them. There's more Māori on the general roll. Now he's saying, oh, we don't need the Māori seats because there's more Māori on the Māori roll. So, these are some of the dinosaur-type thinking that people have. But at the end of the day, our people are maturing in this country's democracy. And you can see that our people, we need to be participating more in our country's democracy, but the maturity of our people in this particular space is astounding. And why I say astounding is because for the very first time, could be choosing who the prime minister is, and there's no doubt about it. All the polls are showing that that the body electorates, and especially the participation of the Pāti Māori in this particular election, could be just making that decision. In terms of the Māori roll call. You know, we've seen the ads. Tame has led that particular kaupapa. We've got to August the 6th, Hikama. So those of you listening to this show, you've got to August the 6th to make the switch. I have been absolutely unapologetic about my preference for our people to be on the Māori roll, because that gives us more political influence. It doesn't dilute it. If you're on the general roll, your political influence is diluted. You are with everybody else. This is unique. Having the Māori roll is a unique opportunity for us to be able to have political influence. And I'm looking forward to seeing the maturity of our people in this particular election. So, because like I said, for the first time in 173 years, it will be Māori making that decision.
Tēnā koe. Again, our treaty rights compromised by changes to the RMA and our ability to have input to those decisions around council tables. How do you sort of sense this is going to impact our ability to help guide not just our land but our people forward?
Oh, look, this government has outright made no apologies for its attack on Tiriti rights, its attack on our ability to be able to navigate in our own communities. But also, you know, its attack on workers. I did a speech on employment the other night. But coming back to the RMA changes, what that does is that, you know, many of the iwi that have gone through the treaty settlement process, you know, have been able to negotiate their mana to water, their mana to their whenua, their mana to their moana. And if I have a look at our pepeha, Dale, you know, our maunga, our awa and all those things, that's what Māori bring to the table when they're negotiating and having those discussions, especially at council level. What in actual fact has happened is the ability for councils to now have access to those things, to our maunga, to our awa, and the ability for those things to be sitting around the table. And wouldn't the councils prefer to be sitting opposite our people, you know, in those council spaces rather than in a courtroom in front of a judge? Because I'm there's no doubt about it. You will see more litigation happening through the particular processes because Māori don't have the ability to be able to sit around those tables and ensure that we protect them. What you'll see is you'll see the exploitation more of our maunga, our awa, our moana and our whenua because of our lack of ability to be able to sit around the table and have those mature conversations at the council level or at any level, to be quite honest, because you've bypassed the process where you've taken our voice away from that. So, yeah, good luck. Good luck with that, and we'll just see you in court.
Tēnā koe. We spoke with Tauno earlier in the program. He was talking about automatic enrolment into unions when you take up a new mahi, which made me think of the push for automatic enrolment on the Māori roll when you're born Māori. Now, this is a kaupapa that you have raised before but failed to get a lot of traction because it goes against political tides. But again, it is worth revisiting. What would you say about the thinking behind a kaupapa of that type?
Oh, if you're Māori, you should be on the Māori roll. There's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, we've got a system that if you don't make a decision, or if they think that you're floundering around in the wilderness, they'll put you straight onto the general roll, and that's how it's happened. And you've got many of our people, you know. There was a million missing in the last election, and many of those Māori are sitting on the general roll and are sleepers because a lot of them don't engage in the political space. It's illegal not to be on the roll, you see. So a lot of them don't want to participate in our country's democracy. So they sit on the general roll contributing to that role. My thing is every Māori should be on the Māori roll. And if that was the case, we would have around 15 to 16 seats there. In Parliament, and this is what I'm saying is that our people are starting to wake up and mature in this particular space, but I absolutely have been driving that particular kaupapa for a long, long time since I entered into Parliament. My members bill when I in the first term was about making sure that our people were on the Māori roll and getting our people onto the Māori roll, because I see the power in it and I see the benefits of it because of the influence that we will have in this country's political background. So I absolutely agree with that sentiment, is that if you're Māori, you should be on the Māori roll and it should be automatic. And then you can opt off. But unfortunately, in the early days, you were put on the general roll and then you could opt off. But I think it should go the other way around. You see a lot of the sleepers, and especially those who are part of the missing million, that would make a big difference to our political participation.
Tēnā koe. Shane took a bit of umbrage when I mentioned the knee pad line that he used, how he thought that people were fawning over Modi's visit. What did you make of comments like that, the butter chicken tsunami? I mean, you know Shane well enough. We know that he uses some colourful language from time to time, but what are you reading into the impacts of the FTA, the agreement that's been struck with India, and the potential for more free trade agreements, and how does that position Māori rights as we have these commercial arrangements with more and more countries?
Yeah, I have my concerns in regards to those particular places, because Māori are missing from any of those FTA agreements. There's no treaty clauses in there. There's no protections for us in those particular free trade agreements. So I have my own concerns. Shane, in actual fact, you can't tell me that they had no idea about it. His boss is the foreign affairs minister. You've got things happening in that coalition. You can see it starting to fall apart. And then they've got their own issues, especially with the likes of Stuart Nash, who was announced and then unannounced. And you've got Paul Henry making comments on the, it's just they're an unusual bunch of people, but you can see, they're trying their best and we know what their type of politics is. Paul Henry's Michael Walls and all those types of people. We know what the politics are, and you can see it's the last ditch effort by that type of thinking peoples. They're actually really quite redneck type thinking people. And Shane Jones, he plays to that redneck community to keep New Zealand first, in the game. Those types of comments I think are harmful. But I get the sentiment, because you don't want to sell our own sovereignty for the sake of a free trade agreement. What does that mean for our people? Does it mean that they will? I think people will do anything they can after 3 years to stay in a country like this, especially coming from a country like India, who has their own social problems and political problems. I have my concerns, but my biggest concern is that there's no treaty agreements in those FTA. And Māori are left out of the conversation. And so, when you come into this country, people should understand that there is another nation here, and Ko Te Iwi Māori, and they are protected by us by rights through Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And those things are ignored when this government continues to make those decisions when it comes to free trade agreements and such.
Tēnā koe, it's a pretty high-powered political panel today for the hui of Mana Motuhaketia. Tau Māori, that's on in Tauranga Moana, and Rawiri's in with Willie J and also Tania Waikato. We'll keep you tabbed on some of the kōrero that emerges from it. As always, appreciate your thoughts on a Friday morning. All the best with that hui later today and with the mahi ahead. Mihiane ka koe te rangatira. Thanks so much, Rawiri.
Kia ora.
Kia ora mātou koe. Tēnā koe. Apologies there for the sort of breaking up of the signal momentarily.